An analysis by the Sarasota Herald Tribune has found that black defendants in Florida spend a longer time behind bars than white defendants for the same types of crimes. Josh Salmon, Emily Lacaze, and Elizabeth Johnson did the research for the series Bias on the Bench. Mr. Salmon joins me from the Herald Tribune newsroom. You spent a year reviewing millions of records in two state databases. What launched the project, and what did you look at?
We actually were able to obtain the state's offender-based transaction system. And what that is it's a massive database that basically walks every criminal case in Florida from the arrest stage to the appeal stage. Every county clerk, except for three, feed into this system. So one of the things we were able to look at pretty clearly from the beginning was race. And we were actually able to boil it down and see how different defendants were treated when they were charged with the same crimes, went before the same judge, had similar circumstances surrounding their arrest and how they were sentenced. So what we did actually is we set out to obtain a second database, and this one compiled by the Florida Department of Corrections, and it's a database of felonies. And what it does is now you can actually see the points scored by defendants when they are sentenced. In the state, we use a point system that'll basically assign a numeric value based on the severity of the crime, as well as any additional charges. Let's say if you skip court, you might get additional points, or if you violate probation. And what happens is you come out with this numeric score that should translate to your sentence. And what we were able to see is even when two defendants get the same score, the African American usually will get longer time.
What was your conclusion from this year-long study, that most judges are racist?
Well, that's a strong word. I don't think we go that far. I think what we show is just that the system is stacked against African Americans. We have a story that looks at it on the policing level, and you can see that, in the war on drugs, law enforcement, police is more heavy in African American neighborhoods, and then we can show you how that translates all the way to the court system. I think the overarching message is that even when two criminal defendants in Florida have very similar pasts, very similar crimes, very similar circumstances, Florida's court system tends to punish the African-American more severely.
Many lawyers will tell you that judges often make a mental note of defendants who arrive late, how they dress, their attitude toward the judge, respect for the court. What about the behavior of defendants in courts?
Even in cases where the defendants adhere to all the court's, rules, they're respectful, they show up, typically we'll see still slanted punishments.
Was there a type of crime that was where this disparity was more pronounced than others?
Yeah, absolutely. The disparity was most pronounced and most widespread in sort of these nonviolent drug offenses, misdemeanor marijuana, felony drug crimes, and then also armed robbery was another one where we saw pretty widespread discrepancies across the board.
Well, now, I imagine the judges that you asked would say they do not discriminate by race, and I understand some will blame prosecutors or police.
As we heard time and time again, the buck stops with the judge. They're the ones whose name is on the sentence. Some judges, if they see a plea that the defendant and the prosecutor agreed to, as long as it's legal, they will rubber stamp it. They will go along with it. And there are other judges in Florida who, even though the defense and the prosecutor may have agreed to this, they'll look at it and say, I know this may be a legal sentence, but it really isn't fair. It really isn't justice, and they will tweak those. So we see even judges handle it both ways.
So what, if anything, is the criminal justice system to do with your findings? Where does this go?
The criminal justice system has this wealth of data, but no one's using it to do this kind of comparisons. No one's doing these analyzations. So the question now becomes, is this something that the state wants to do regularly going forward? Are they going to kind of make their own measurements now that they know that this is available and something that they can look at?
Josh Salmon, co-author of the series Bias on the Bench for the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it.